Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Wonder Librarian here. I'm here with my buddy, Jay Stu.
What's up?
Hi. And it's Rogue One Geekery Con. We're having a great day. And lots of great artists here, lots of cosplays. We just had a big Star Wars photo shoot outside. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, it was great.
I held a lightsaber, actually two. Got in some fights. Anyway, we're doing our interview circuit right now. So today on the show, we've got Nick from Illustrator Enforcers, Inc. Hi, Nick. How's it going?
Pretty good.
How's your day been so far?
Pretty good.
Yep. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into art?
Basically, I've been doing it since I was 8 or 9. Went to school at Sheridan College from about 2003 to about 2009. Three different programs. Within that time, made my own business card because I didn't get enough OSAP money, blah, 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 blah. Made my own company name, and then since then, I've basically been doing it since 2006. Okay. So about 10 years of doing Illustrator Enforcers.
Okay, that's awesome. And yeah, I'm here live, and yeah, Nick has some really awesome work. So we're going to talk about his social media after. But as an artist question, so do you have a favorite subject that you like to draw?
I would have to probably say Transformers.
Okay.
Mostly the reason because I grew up loving Transformers, watching TV shows, movies, memorabilia, stuff like that. If it's not Transformers, it's probably Voltron, so it's always robot-oriented.
Okay. And what projects do you currently have in the works right now that you're working on?
Mostly a lot of like digital stuff for stuff in the new year, but also stuff for like commission work I'm always doing for people. I'm always working for local bars in Hamilton, downtown mostly, a couple in like Burlington. Besides that, that basically keeps me busy.
Okay. And I like to ask this one because I'm an artist myself and I like to watch Pee-wee's Playhouse or something relevant when I'm doing an art project. So do you have like an art routine or like something that you like doing while you're drawing or creating?
I probably have to say just listening to music. Usually I'll just have like a playlist of newer, older stuff I just have going as I'm doing stuff.
Okay. Fair point. Okay, so we're going to switch over to some Star Wars themed questions, seeing as we're Star Wars themed con, Rogue One's coming up. So, this is the hard-hitting stuff. What's your favorite Star Wars movie and why?
I probably have to say Empire Strikes Back. Mostly because it's very dark and Empire rules.
Oh, there you go. Yep, Luke, I'm your father. Do you have a favorite Star Wars character?
I would have to say he's not canon. His name is Darth Revan. He's from the video games and from the novels and comics.
Okay, fair point. I like Yoda, classic, light side. Are you looking forward to Rogue One?
Most definitely.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know you were showing me the trailers earlier, and those are looking pretty sweet. Darth Vader's just showed up in some of them.
Yeah, I want to interject then.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
What are your thoughts? They've announced a bunch of like standalone solo Star Wars movies. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I know the list of ones they're doing. Boba Fett, they know they're working on. They've been working on for about the last, I want to say 10 or 12 years, a Netflix show. They finally figured out what they wanted it to be. It used to be about the droids, and now they're talking about the old Knights of the Old Republic. But with a lot of the standalone movies, the Han Solo, I think, is going to be really good. And also, I think they were talking about doing not just a Boba Fett, but a Bounty Hunters standalone. But I know the Rogue One's going to be pretty awesome, so it's nice to get some not just canon getting in there, but some not so much canon, more of the comic books and novels, and getting away from like the main character stories that we've seen like a million times.
Yeah,
because we were asking people if they thought it was going to be like oversaturated or overdone, but I guess with Star Wars, it's like there's always going to be that fan base.
They're now doing a Star Wars movie every Christmas, basically. So
yeah,
works for me.
So Christmas for the rest of our lives is going to be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And on YouTube, there's this thing called the Star Wars Christmas Special I haven't seen, but I'm going to watch
it. Oh, stay away from it.
Oh, really? Why?
It's been around since 78. It's only been on TV once. Lucas himself hates it.
Oh, really?
Somehow they got Harrison Ford in it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, now I want to watch it even more.
It's really bad. And it was the one time my daughter said, can you turn that off to anything I
really?
Put on? Yeah.
These guys are telling me it's so great.
It's pretty cheesy.
It's really cheesy.
I've been had. Okay.
Maybe you should watch it then.
You know what? I'm going to watch it anyways. Too bad. Okay, so I've been asking this question because I love it and I was obsessing about it. One of the big questions from episode 7 was, who is Rey's father? So do you have your own theory about that?
Because
I have grab my own and I'll tell you that.
I don't think it's Luke Skywalker, and I actually don't think it's anybody that was in Episode 7.
Okay. So then who would that be?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to keep it to myself until I see the next one.
Okay. He's already seen it, probably.
I think
he's
read,
been to the future.
I read somewhere J.J. Abrams said he knows who the mother is, or the father is, but it's someone that wasn't seen in Episode 7.
Okay. So that was some of the clues. Okay. So, yeah, I'm putting a bet out there. I don't know how official or legit this is, but I was saying that Rogue One is about Rey's mother. That's what I'm saying. Her father would obviously be her husband. So that's my official bet. So everyone can tell me that I'm right in about a year.
She's probably going to die.
Yeah.
Let's just say that right now.
Yeah, well, you know. Oh. Yeah, so JD, your questions?
Well, other than Star Wars and art and Transformers, what kind of things do you geek out about?
Oh, my collection is ridiculously huge. I have not even enough display cases for half the stuff, but besides, like, Voltron Transformers, I'm really into, like, right now it's been a lot of, like, Superman and, like, The Flash with the TV shows and stuff,
cool.
So...
He got me into The Flash, it's great.
Oh, you're watching The Flash?
Yeah, he's all right, on it.
Probably one of my favorite characters I'm trying to do a cosplay of would be Reverse Flash, and then trying to do a cosplay of the director from Rogue One, so trying to get it done before the movie comes out, but probably won't happen. We'll see.
Are you into comics then?
Yeah, I've been collecting since I was like 5 or 6.
And
I haven't stopped collecting since. So.
Cool. Any titles you're reading now that you can recommend?
I would probably say there's the Revolution. It's a Transformers plus 80s and 90s comic book series. They've thrown in every single cartoon they could possibly shove in there. So you got like G.I. Joe, you got like Battletoads, I think there was Robotech, Transformers, Voltron's in there. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, cool.
It's like a series, I think they can go into like 25 comics, and they're only at like 5 right now. So.
How do you feel about Back to the Future and Star Wars?
Oh my god.
And Ghostbusters, not Star Wars. I know that.
They're obviously classics.
Okay.
Love the new Ghostbusters. I don't care what anybody else says, but
yeah, me too.
They're basically doing what Transformers and Star Wars and everybody else is doing. They're trying to make a franchise out of it. I can't wait for the second one to come out because hopefully they'll be doing a crossover for that one and not just a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool.
Should be good.
Right on.
All right, and where in social media can we find your work?
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Those are the majority ones. If you type in Illustrator Enforcers Inc. On Facebook, it should pop up right away. Or you can look up Nick Eggleton. You can get me through my personal Facebook as well.
Excellent. Well, thanks for stopping by and talking to us today. It's been great having you here.
Thank you very much.
And may the Force be with you.
The dark side.
No, you can't say that.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.